Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Hass.
We're talking about what we do.
What we do. That's very succinct. We do a lot.
We're shortened down to the point. This is, by the way, a live call-in show. You can reach us at 866-712-1300 if you have a burning question for either of us.
And want to know what we do.
That's right. You can also tweet us at Team Reba, R-E-B-A. You can also, if you have a confidential financial question, you can email me at eric@ericismybanker.com, E-R-I-C, at ericismybanker.com. I know, I'm Norwegian, but my mom smelled it Swedish. What can I do?
Should
have had a K on the end, E-R-A-K, but it doesn't. It's E-R-I-C.
Did you say your mom smelled Swedish?
No, she named me Swedish.
Oh.
She was Swedish, a little bit, in there.
Okay.
My dad
I was wondering where the smell thing came
from.
No.
I said named me, yeah. Anyway, okay. Enough of that.
Okay.
So we're kind of talking about
Have you been great to work with, but you're just funny.
Well, I'm an idiot, but but in a very loving way. So
oh yes, absolutely, yeah. Always, yeah. In a very loving way. no, so before we did the break, we were talking about what you do and kind of what people expect when they, you know, either call you up or they go into the loan office with you,
sure.
Or you meet them wherever it might be. That's the other thing I want to make sure people understand, because sometimes we're referring folks and someone looks at the address of their location and they're like, why would I go there? Because that guy's down in South Center.
Mm.
I live in Kirkland. How inconvenient.
Right.
I mean, we work around
that kind of issue
all the time. No, it's not even an issue. It's like most of what you're doing is the same no matter where you have it done.
I always said I cover the entire Apple Maggot quarantine area, which is pretty much the whole Puget Sound
area.
Grosses
me out every single time you say it. I have images of maggots.
We're all over the place. So,
yeah.
And fortunately, you know, we're happy to meet people face to face, and or we're always, you know, a lot of folks want to work over the internet or by phone or email, and that's fine.
Yeah, we work with our clients the way they want to be worked with.
I'm pretty fast texter too. Yeah, I can.
I actually have people who are surprised when they see me start texting. You know, when I was on my vacation the other week, and I was, you know, texting some stuff from Mexico, and the gal who we were traveling with and my husband, I was just like, you know, doing my thing, and they're like, holy cow, look how fast you text. Like my thumbs are very
that's
mobile.
Right. Got it all
They're
down.
Mobile friendly.
Heck,
you know?
Heck yeah.
In fact, the majority of my clients nowadays want text.
No, it's
so
yeah, we know
you
we just
it.
Work the way our customers want us to work.
Actually, I have a thumb injury and that's been slowing down my texting.
Oh no.
Yeah, my dog tripped me and tore my rotator cuff and I got, you know, tendon damage along my arm.
I gotta say,
every once in a while I get like a thumb cramp. Because I'm texting so much and I'm typing on my SP3 all the time. So my hand gets all
This is going to be the medical malady of the new millennium.
I know. I'm starting to sound like my grandma. Let me tell you everything else that's wrong with me now.
I'm going to expect to see the late night cable commercials for the Sokolov Law Office. Do you have carpal thumb syndrome from too much texting or something?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep,
gosh. Well, that's self-induced on my part. That's just because I'm a workaholic. But, so anyway, before the break, you were talking about, you know, what you recommend in financing is guided by the information that your clients, interview, that first interview is extremely
important.
Really, really important, because you start drilling down. And I will say that sometimes people don't share everything with you right up front. Or at least I find it, at least on the real estate side of things. Because sometimes the more you delve in, people come into real estate purchasing with an idea of something they want to have happen. But because they don't always know the actual process and they aren't thinking maybe sometimes as long term as you and I do.
Right.
Like they're thinking about, okay, well, over the next 3 years, what do I want my life to look like? Folks who are really in this industry for the long haul and who think about their clients in a relationship versus transactional manner really do think about, well, hold on. Let's talk about what's your hold period going to be?
Right.
And if someone says 5 years to me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm thinking to myself, what kind of property are they going to, you know, what are they telling me they want to buy? And does that actually fit what they're asking for, right?
That's right. Absolutely right. And it can even get more scary than that, which I've seen in my experience. Somebody says, you know, a lot of times the conversation starts, what's your rate and what's your fee? Or somebody told them that maybe they should have a 5-1 arm, like you mentioned, a 5-year mm-hmm. hold period.
Right.
Great. Okay. 5-1 arm is a 30-year loan, but the rate's only fixed for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens if your financial circumstances change over that 5 years? And I can tell you that with a 5-1 arm, just a perfect example, psychologically, once you get into about year 2.5, year 3, mm-hmm. and maybe interest rates are starting to spike up a little bit,
yeah,
then people start to worry. They start to get right. nervous, you know, because, well, what if I do keep this home? What if I don't sell it in that original 5-year period?
What if we've changed our minds and we want to hold it as a rental?
And all of a sudden we have people losing sleep over a decision that mm-hmm. they made. And so all of these are factors that are really important to kind of suss out, if at all possible, you know, with someone. So, so I try and do that. I try and get to that, and then I'll lay out options. And I use software to really help. So graphically, I have, you know, here's option A, option B, option C. You know, they're all laid out on the same piece of paper. You can look at them and say, okay, mm-hmm. this one's a lower payment, but it's a more cash up front, or this one's a higher payment, but it's less cash up front. And mm-hmm. let's look at some break-even periods and see what makes the most sense. You know, we'll just go over the pros and cons of all those circumstances.
Yeah, super important to do all of that and get as much information as a consumer as you can about what all those things mean to you.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, that's one of the things I like about all of your background is that you can explain all that. I still, even if a client's working with you, I think sometimes people get embarrassed mm-hmm. and they don't always want to show that they don't know something. And so I'll get the questions after the fact and I'll be like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me kind of explain that a little bit.
Too many acronyms were used. Yeah.
Right.
We have
so
many acronyms in this industry.
And it's totally understandable because this is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, that's why I always kind of cringe a little bit about the fact we don't have stronger requirements for getting in the industry because they have what I would consider relatively low requirements for people who are handling the biggest asset you're mm-hmm. ever going to own. Right. I mean, it's one thing to have just a high school diploma and be working at J. Crew.
Oh, it's totally. You're right. And as a manager, I've listened to loan officers over the years and I'll hear, mm-hmm. you know, one say something. I'm like, oh, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so we do some coaching and correcting and all of that.
Yeah. Because it's one thing if I sell you a sweater that doesn't fit very well.
Right.
But if I sell you a house that doesn't fit very well, you can't just get around and
no, absolutely not.
Be like, oh, $50 gone. Who cares?
You know, but you ask a typical loan officer, you know, I can think of probably 100 different questions you could ask that if a loan officer has been in the business less than maybe 10 years, they're probably not going to know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if they've got the smarts, they can look it up and get back with an accurate answer. Unfortunately, some will just guess.
Yeah, that's the most dangerous.
And then now you're making a financial decision on mm-hmm. a guess, and that's not good.
Yeah.
No, we don't like that's not good.
How does somebody suss out a person like that? Well, I always think of that as the, like for you, what's your unique selling proposition? But it's but how does a consumer know how to figure that part out?
Right. I think that you know, part of it is as the consumer they have to be a little bit educated and I think if you have a good conversation with a loan officer, you're gonna start to learn. And it's really the same is true with a real estate agent, you know, what their knowledge level is and maybe ask for some supporting documents or supporting information, ask their experience level, ask what their educational background is. I think that's mm-hmm. totally fair.
I don't think there's anything wrong with people asking either career or school experience.
Let's get some references.
Yeah.
And, you know, and any more.
Testimonials online.
Testimonials and all of that are super helpful. And you'll hopefully learn a little bit about not only their knowledge level, but also how they work. Do mm-hmm. they return their phone calls? Mm-hmm. Do they respond quickly? You know, do they take control of your transaction and help manage it and see it through?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me, I was at a cocktail function and they asked me, what do I do for a living? And I said, I'm a shepherd. I guide people through the valley of Trib.
Well, it's the right time of the year to say you're a shepherd.
That's right. Got my staff, with a PH, and I'm just kind of walking people
over
through.
To Jerusalem.
Yeah, now we're taking them through the valley of Trib. You know,
through the valley of Trib.
So we're gonna guide them through this thing. But Reba, same thing for you, though. I mean, we've seen some situations where agents maybe aren't doing what's right for their customers or maybe even on the ball or have an idea what's going on. I can think of one transaction right now where bless her heart, but the other agent involved in the transaction is, let's just say, a couple fries short of a Happy Meal. So,
I'm not sure which one you mean.
Oh, you do.
Are you talking about the one who's just antiquated?
Yes.
Just give her name. Can I just?
I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
No, we're not gonna name.
Does
names
it start
here.
With a D?
It might start with a D. Yes, okay. It does start with a D. Yeah,
okay.
So
you know what? She's not too fresh short of a Happy Meal. She's, you know, she's just really old.
Well.
No. God. I mean, seriously. She's a super nice lady, but I will say I'm not sure. I keep meaning to look her volume up to see, because there's been a couple of things where I'm like, you didn't send the right notice.
Okay, I was on a 15-minute phone call with her the other day.
Oh yeah,
to ask me what's the status of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes to get to the point.
Yeah,
and so
that's just because she's older.
Okay, well,
she's widowed and she's lonely.
I know.
I'm not gonna throw her under the
benefit
bus.
Benefit of the doubt there.
I won't throw her under the bus. Okay. She's a really, really sweet lady, but because I mean, there's experience there with her because she's been in the business probably 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
So there's a benefit of that. However, because she doesn't do transactions that frequently, she is actually out of touch with some of the stuff with Trid. Some of the stuff with the documents that are currently out there. So she's not, and I'll tell you, it's hard working with her because she can't figure out how to get her PDF documents up on a computer. And so we have to fax everything to her, which means we have to track her down, let her know they're at their office, and then she has to go get them from the office. And then it's like it puts all these, bless her heart.
Yeah.
It puts all these other complications into the communication of this transaction.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned earlier, me and my team, we're all about shepherding as well, because we see our job is to make everyone else's job easier. So even when someone on the other side of a transaction is maybe not communicating as effectively, we work around it. Because we know enough of the steps.
You're taking ownership of the transaction.
Absolutely.
And managing
we guide it all the way. We're advocating all the way through and working through that.
And that's so important in these transactions. So maybe we're going to be coming into a break in a minute here, but let's kind of start off. Walk me through when you meet with a client for the first time. What do you do?
Happy to go through it, because there's definitely quite a bit of material that we cover.
But I hear some background music coming up, which means that we're going to be back in just a little bit.
And
call us if you have questions too. 866-712-1300 on Open House with Team Reebok.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.